Today is Wednesday, May 26th. We have an update about another vaccine option that could soon be available for kids and how a new report is sparking doubts and questions about where COVID-19 came from. Also, Amazon is facing new legal trouble, and it all has to do with prices on its site. Plus, how to see a rare supermoon eclipse, a medical breakthrough that could one day help blind people, and could Netflix be getting into gaming? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. It looks like a second vaccine option might be available for kids 12 and up soon. Moderna now says its vaccine was 100% effective at protecting against COVID-19 in a study with adolescents ages 12 to 17, and it didn't report any serious safety concerns. Of course, the two-dose Moderna vaccine is already authorized for adults in the U.S., so now the drug maker plans to ask the FDA to give the okay for the shots to be offered to younger people, too. If the FDA agrees, it'll become the second COVID vaccine available to kids 12 and up. The Pfizer vaccine got authorization earlier this month, and it's now available for teens nationwide. And speaking of vaccines, the U.S. hit another major milestone. The CDC now says half of U.S. adults are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That means nearly 130 million Americans, 18 and older, have gotten both doses of the Pfizer or Moderna shots or one dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The U.S. and China are once again at odds over the origins of the pandemic. This week, America's top health official called for a follow-up investigation. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra says the world needs to know how the virus came to be, while the Chinese government says case closed. Remember, China led a World Health Organization team in to study the origins of COVID-19 earlier this year, but many international leaders say it wasn't good enough since it didn't name a definite cause. The report just said it was likely the first humans who got COVID-19 got it from an animal. But some people are also skeptical since the WHO team wasn't totally independent in the study. They had to work with the Chinese government every step of the way. Adding to the skepticism, a new U.S. intelligence report that came out this week. It says several researchers in a Wuhan, China lab got very sick in November of 2019, about a month before the first COVID-19 cases were reported there, and they apparently had to be hospitalized with flu-like symptoms. China strongly denied the report, though, and says it's a lie to think COVID-19 started in a lab. Bottom line, health officials in the U.S. just want to know for sure. They say another investigation that's more open could help the world prevent another pandemic. It looks like prosecutors might be seriously considering charging former President Trump or someone else in his company with a crime. Several news outlets cite sources who say Manhattan's district attorney has put a grand jury together to look into the Trump Organization. The DA has been looking into whether the company might have committed bank, tax, and insurance fraud. This investigation has been going on for years now, and it's been looking into business dealings from before Trump was president. Now, sources say the new grand jury will meet 3 times a week for 6 months to hear evidence that's been collected so far. In response, former President Trump put out a statement calling the grand jury purely political. Another tech giant is now facing a government lawsuit that says it unfairly crushes competition. Washington, D.C. is suing Amazon, mostly over the company's fair pricing policy. Basically, Amazon has a rule that says in order to sell on Amazon, other companies have to offer their products for the same price they sell them elsewhere. D.C.'s attorney general says that's an issue, since many sellers want to price their products on Amazon higher than, say, on their own websites, since Amazon takes a cut of sales. And ultimately, the AG says it's an example of Amazon illegally tilting the playing field in its favor. But Amazon is pushing back. The company argues sellers set their own prices, and its policy is only to make sure consumers don't get overcharged. Either way, there's probably a long legal battle ahead. On top of this latest lawsuit, other U.S. states and the Federal Trade Commission have been investigating Amazon's business practices. The European Union has also accused the company of violating antitrust laws. Stay tuned. Experts think ticks are going to be a bigger problem this year than most. They say that's at least partly because of a mild winter and wet spring. And because of COVID-19, people are simply spending more time outdoors. So it's worth a heads up, since ticks can spread disease, most commonly Lyme disease. In fact, June and July typically see a peak in Lyme disease cases, though experts tell the Washington Post it seems every season is becoming tick season. To be clear, though, only 3 of the dozens of tick species spread most of the tick-borne diseases. If you're out hiking or camping, you can avoid tick bites by wearing long pants and sleeves and using repellent spray. Experts say to also check yourself for ticks once you get home. You can wash some off before they get attached. And don't forget to check your pets, too. Much more news in a moment, but first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with today's sponsor.
Because you're listening to this show and getting your news in a quick, efficient way, I know that you value your time. We all have things to do between family, work, and just finding time for ourselves. So if you're someone who mails things out a lot, you'll appreciate Stamps.com for making that to-do easier, faster, and cheaper. Yep, mail and ship out letters and packages all from the convenience and comfort of your own home or office. And pay less thanks to discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. It's especially a must-have for any business. And that's why more than 1 million businesses already choose Stamps.com for their mailing and shipping, saving them thousands of hours and tons of money every year. So stop wasting time going to the post office and just go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code Newsworthy, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale. You get all that with no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and then type in Newsworthy. That's Stamps.com with the promo code Newsworthy.
If you're awake before dawn this morning, you might want to look outside. There are 2 rare events happening at the same time today, a supermoon and a total lunar eclipse. In other words, the biggest and brightest full moon of the year is going to turn red as it slips completely into Earth's shadow. It's being called the Super Flower Blood Moon. As long as the weather holds up, people should be able to see it best across the western U.S., western Canada, much of Central America, and parts of South America and Asia. You don't need any kind of special equipment to see it either, just your eyes. The eclipse begins around 4 a.m. Pacific time, and it's expected to wrap up in less than 30 minutes. If you can't see the spectacle where you live, you can watch it online, thanks to live streams, or if it's later in the day, replays. A team of scientists have at least partially restored a blind man's sight, successfully using a new kind of gene therapy with engineer goggles for the first time. A 58-year-old man in France has been slowly losing his sight for the last 40 years because of an eye disease, and he was totally blind before this study. Well, researchers added light-sensitive proteins to his retina and then gave him special goggles to wear at home. After several months, the man started seeing objects again, like the stripes of a crosswalk. Granted, they were still blurry, and it's far from being full vision. But scientists are still calling this a major milestone for more effective treatments to come. They're looking to enroll more volunteers in clinical trials now. It may be harder to book a flight to Mexico in the coming months. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, downgraded Mexico's safety rating this week. That means Mexican airlines can't schedule new flights to or from the U.S. This is a big deal. As the AP reports, nearly 30% of all flights that take people from the U.S. to Mexico and back are operated by Mexican carriers. And Mexico has been by far the most popular international destination for Americans over the last year. But it's still not clear exactly why the FAA decided to downgrade Mexico's aviation authority. Regulators just say Mexico is falling short of international safety standards. No matter what, the FAA says it's going to help its Mexican counterpart improve its safety system to hopefully get back to normal soon. Netflix appears to be getting into gaming. The tech news site The Information first reported the streaming giant is looking to hire an executive to oversee a video game unit. And it's considering a bundle of games that are similar to Apple Arcade. That's Apple's system of mobile games that subscribers can play without having to sit through ads. There aren't a lot of other details at this point, and Netflix has yet to publicly announce anything. But in a statement to multiple outlets, a Netflix spokesperson said the company is excited to do more with interactive entertainment. And Netflix already carries several shows that are based on popular video games like The Witcher and Resident Evil. Stay tuned. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Here's Erica again with more.
Sometimes we need a little assistance figuring out what could be holding us back in life. Well, BetterHelp is a great way to connect with a professional counselor in a secure and private online environment to figure it out, and most importantly, live our best life. And because BetterHelp is all online, you can get a little help on your own time and at your own pace. Everything you share is confidential, and you choose whether you talk with your counselor through text, phone, video, or all of the above. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a counselor they think is a great fit. If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, request a new one. No big deal and no extra charge. It's a convenient and affordable option available for clients worldwide. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Thanks, Erica. Now back to Work Wednesday. Today, we're talking about how more and more companies are transitioning into hybrid workplace models these days, meaning employees are either going to be dividing their time between working from home and working from the office, or have some remote employees and some in-office workers. The employment law firm Littler Mendelson surveyed about 1,200 executives about this. Only 4% said they thought their employees wanted to be back at the office full-time, and most said their workers would prefer a hybrid model instead. So a lot of companies are shrinking and or redesigning their office layouts so they make more sense for employees coming and going on different days. But this all could come with complications, too. About three-fourths of those executives say they're worried about employees feeling left out or passed over for opportunities when they're not in the office getting that face time with bosses. The other obstacle will be deciding who comes in and when. Some executives say it depends somewhat on job function and which duties are better done in person. But it also has to do with each employee, from their location to their requests. Ultimately, some execs are planning on experimentation and needing to adjust policies along the way. Thank you for listening today, and thank you for continuing to share the show. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.